Listen as I read Psalm 82. Privileged to give a brief meditation on this psalm, and we'll be singing it this month. Psalm 82, on page 677. Listen to God's word. A psalm of Asaph. God stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. They do not know, nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are unstable. I said, "You are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But you shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all nations." Providentially, this is a psalm that goes very well with a sermon that's going to speak about mercy ministry to widows, because the Lord is revealed throughout all of Scripture as a God who protects those who are poor and needy, those who are vulnerable. We often read about the widows, the orphans, and the sojourners, those who are foreigners that would be within the boundaries of Israel, that were to be cared for. And here in Psalm 82, God reveals himself as taking his seat in the congregation of the mighty and judging among the gods. Now, when Asaph, the author of this, speaks of the gods, at this point he's not speaking of deities, he's speaking about rulers of the congregation, the rulers of Israel. And God is described here as coming into the midst of them to hold them to account, because God had established them to shepherd his people. He'd established them to judge rightly and to care for those that were under their jurisdiction. But here God comes and he rules over the rulers. He judges them for ruling unrighteously. Even name some of those ways. They judge unjustly. Could probably add to that ways in which judgment could be withheld, or it could be delayed, or the showing of partiality, which verse 2 also describes. You know what partiality is? It means that instead of ruling by the law, you look at that person and say, "Oh, this one is rich," or "this one is influential. And if I sway things into his court or into his favor, then I might get something back from that." And so partiality is a perversion of justice. Psalm also says in verse 5 that they have no knowledge. They walk in darkness. They are upsetting justice. These are those who are supposed to be ruling, God having given them honor and responsibility to do just that. But it is so bad that it's described as the foundations of the earth being unstable. That's how bad the ruling was happening. And then he calls them to do their duty in verses 3 and 4. This is really the heart of this passage. Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Free them from the hand of the wicked. As I said, we're going to hear more about this in the sermon, where God's care for the widow is described. This passage offers others that are needy, those who are vulnerable to hurt and loss, and God charged the rulers to care for them. It's for these things that God has instituted civil government. It's for these things that God has given rulers the sword, Romans 13. To such leaders, God says, even though you have power, and even though you have authority from me, even though you are so-called gods, you shall die like men. Holds them accountable and even judges them for the perversion of justice, especially to those who are vulnerable. Where is Christ in this? Well, Jesus himself quotes from this passage in John chapter 10. He quotes of this to defend himself against the Pharisees. They were ones who were charged to care for God's sheep, and they were falling down in their duty. And they took advantage of their position and power. And they, in turn, charged Jesus with blasphemy because he said that he and the Father are one. This is how Jesus used it. Is it not written in your law? I said you are gods. If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God? Jesus goes on then in several verses to point out the works that he did that confirmed that he was the Son of God, that he confirmed that he is the Christ. And he used this passage in Psalm 82 to show the authority that he has and that is demonstrated by the works of mercy, the works of miracles, the works of teaching that are all confirming that he is indeed the Christ. And he has the authority then to hold them to account as well. He does just that. Well, we use this psalm then to praise God for our righteous King and Savior, that's Jesus. And we use it to pray for our nation and for our leaders, and that God would hold them to account as well. So throughout this month, we're going to be singing Psalm 82. Let's do that now. I invite you to turn to Psalm 82b, stand to praise God.